Protecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
1240 on WBBM. Shares of Amazon are up about 1% today at $631 a share, while shares of Netflix are down about 5%. It comes as Amazon's Jeff Bezos takes on Netflix directly in the increasingly competitive video subscription business. We're talking about it with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
As if anyone might have missed the point, Amazon is doing this on the day when Netflix reports its earnings, a way of showing that it's directly competing against Netflix right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jeff Bezos making a big effort here in the streaming media space. And, you know, the things that I find interesting about this are a couple of things. The first one is that despite this, you know, quote-unquote new technology that we're all so fired about, the over-the-top video services that seem new and cool, what's interesting to me is how some of the same old sort of consumer ploys still dominate this space, just like they would on a shelf at a big box retailer. You know, you can buy something for a lower price over the course of a year, or you can spend more without having to make the commitment to buy it, you know, on an annual contract. So you're going to spend more money to do this month to month than you do by buying a Prime membership. And I understand that they're trying to reduce barriers and psychological, you know, resistance to some of these things. But I also think to myself, too, you know, we see this at the dollar store. So it's just kind of interesting that in this new world, some of these same psychological barriers and some of these same games are still played the same way.
There's also a report that Amazon might be toying with the idea of a month-to-month Prime subscription, which would mean that you could maybe buy Prime subscription just for ahead of Black Friday, get your free two-day shipping, and then drop the subscription. Is that even a bigger game changer than this?
Very possibly, if they allow that kind of flexibility. You know, if you just take a look at it off the top, if you go to month with a Prime, the offer they're talking about there is $132 a year, which, of course, is, you know, $33 more than you'd pay on an annual contract. But, yeah, will they allow people to do that kind of gaming of the Prime, non-Prime membership? I'm not sure. It would seem like a hole in the dike that they would possibly want to plug there. And I think the other interesting thing, too, that I think about when I look at this is this tension, this stretch between kind of the same old problem in media, which is as content gets further and further commoditized, pricing power gets reduced. Now you got two guys trying to eat the same lunch, undercutting each other by a dollar a month. But the same token are out there trying to develop expensive content to attract eyeballs, to bring that premium experience to viewers. That's where the real rub is. How many billion dollars do you spend trying to build the next Orange is the New Black while you're cutting prices on the other side? So I think that's an interesting phenomenon about all this, too.
Okay, quickly, how does Netflix combat Amazon here?
Here we are, sadly enough, we're competing on price. So the price issue they've taken care of, at least here in the short term. But then this loops into my previous comment, striving to create that quality content to just like traditional media, having a better program than the other guy and seeing if you can draw eyeballs there and convince somebody that, yes, that is yet another monthly bill they should be paying for premium content.
Tom, thanks for joining us today. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Still ahead.